True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, Belleville Meat Market, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to the old weather here. Sure going to be a nice way to end the weekend, but rain chances really picking up this week, so not favorable. 68 down on the island this morning. A lot cooler. Feels good. Today we're looking at sunny skies. High of 77. East-northeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, clear skies with a low of 72. East-southeast winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, they're throwing in about a 60% chance of rain. Gusty winds. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms. High of 78. East-southeast winds 20 to 30. Goodness, I don't like that. Anyway, all right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them again. We have a low coming up at 4:35 a.m. It's an 0.1. Then we have a high at 1:41 p.m. 1.5. 6:34 a.m. is sunrise. 7:58 p.m. sunset. Moon phase 41%. Headed towards our next full moon. Looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore is showing a north-northeast wind at 18 to 22, and water temp 77, air temperature 73. Galveston Channel is 69 with 80-degree water, a north-northeast wind at 9 to 11, and Eagle Point at 69 degrees with 76-degree water, north wind at 8 to 13, and Morgan Point 63 degrees, 77 degree water, north wind at 9 to 10. Barometric pressure is still fairly low at 29.93 inches for this to be some kind of front line, but that's where we're at with it. All right, well, let's roll over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with a hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what's up with him. Good morning, Glenn. What's going on?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy.
Well, here
nice,
is
nice,
just getting going.
Nice and cool. It's cool over here this morning.
Feels good, doesn't it?
64 degrees in Surfside.
Man, no more muggy.
Chilly. Chilly. Nice. Boy, it feels good. Dried up the humidity. And I think blew through here with a vengeance when it came through on Friday night.
Yes.
Know that. I was watching the Rocky game. Yeah, I stayed up to watch a Rocky game on a Friday night, and of course they were playing in California, so it was a late game.
Oh yeah.
And then heard that front come running through. I guess sometime around 10 or 11, heard the rain hitting the back side of the house. Well, on the north side of the house, and it was ripping, buddy. I mean, we got an inch and a half in just a little while. They didn't. It was quite quick. It came down in buckets. I mean, buckets. We had a we had a little leak around our patio door on the back side of the house. You know, I had put some towels down, and sure enough, man, I'm glad I did because they were wet. We had a like I said, there was an inch and a half, and we got it just in a couple hours, and then boom, it was gone by yesterday morning. We got ready to go to that fundraiser. The sun popped out, and it was like, it's gone. That front, you know, Friday night, it was a lightning show like you wouldn't believe when that thing moved through here, coming, moving from west to east or coming over y'all's way. I know you had to see it too, buddy. It was, there was some fire in the sky.
Yeah, a lot of lightning in that storm. All week.
But, I mean, just cracking and popping and, being this close to the water and it just echoes it. It seems like it's twice as loud when it cracks and stuff. But that was one heck of a storm. Dropped the temperatures for a couple of days, lowered the humidity. Man, we needed that. You know, all too soon we'll be looking back going, man, where's those cool days? We need it now.
Mm-hmm.
But, for a couple of weeks now, I've been looking for a set of rims for my 2008 F-250 Super Duty. I've got, the tires are fine, but the rims are so rusted that I'm having to go out there and air up a tire or two, you know, here and there. Every two or three days, and before they go flat, I had to do something. So I found me a set of rims, and it wasn't easy to do. And if you know Houston, they got plenty of junkyards.
Yeah, salvage yards are really the best place to, you know, find stuff like that.
That is a place, but nobody had any 17-inch, 8-lug rims. And I called places and called
really
places.
8-lug? That's a three-quarter ton.
Three-quarter, yes, sir. Well, how many lugs you got on yours?
I think 8. I don't know why I was thinking 10. I guess I'm thinking 10-ply because that's what tires you put on. No, you could go to a different size, you know, inch rim.
Yes,
that's what. Get a comparable tire size to go on it, but, you know, you kind of didn't want to have a new set of tires.
That's exactly right. My tires are still in good shape. Matter of fact, the two back ones I had just had put on there not even a year or two ago. So I know they still got plenty of tread on them. If anything, they make me buy two more tires for the front. So that'll be worst case scenario, but I'm going to take it to.
Yeah, I just had to buy a new set the other day and I almost passed out.
Oh, boy.
Whew, Lord. We've come a long way in the tire business. I wish we'd have charged like that back when I was selling tires. I might be retired right now. Good Lord, tires are high.
It was like those rims. Down. I didn't want to go to Ford and buy $200 or $300 rim to just put it on an old rust bucket truck. And, you know, I don't drive that truck 5 miles. Or maybe 10. It's 11 miles from my house to San Luis Pass.
Round trip.
So, and that's about as far as I go in that old truck anyway. So if these rims would last me 2 more years, I mean, I'll be good. I'll probably be donating this to Cars for Kids or something. But
were those
anyway,
other rims worth busting the tires down and taking them off and then grinding down the, you know, where the bead seats?
They're
bad.
Oh, they're bad. They crusty. Crusty.
Beach crud, man. That salt and sand eats everything up.
We went down. Listen, we went down also Friday evening. We went down to St. Louis Pass, Captain Mickey, and I watched this guy with a rod boat over, and I was thinking Jack Crabell. And then we watched this guy, Melinda and I, and we walked our dog down and to the beach and. Not really the beach on the Gulf side. We were on the channel side of the pass, and where it's a little protected in there. Anyway, the guy gets it in, Captain Mickey, and it's the biggest stingray I've ever laid my eyes on in my life. I had to ask the guy if I could come over there and take a picture of it. I mean, I've seen some, I've seen manta rays, I've seen bullnose rays, and I've seen all kind of rays. This was the biggest stingray. He was at least close to 4 foot, you know, his wingtips, 4 foot wide, and the body of the fish was over 3 foot long. His tail was 2 foot long, and the barb was 6 inches long.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I mean, it was a stingray. And I'm going to send you a picture. I know you don't want to see no picture of no fish, but I'll send you a picture of this. He was at least a foot thick through the middle, you know. I mean, this monster, it took the guy 30 minutes to get him in. Well, I watched.
Nobody stepped on that one behind the pass. He'd have drug him to Cuba.
No, he would have. But this was one powerful fish. I mean, not just that, and the poor fish, it took him a while to revive him. It took him two guys to drag him back to deep enough water, you know, to get him to, and he sat there for a while. He was wore out.
They could just lay him on the bottom right there in a foot of water, and he'd have taken over. He'd been all right.
Anyway, they got
trying to revive a stingray and take a chance of getting that barb shoved in my arm.
Oh, no, that's. And that's the first thing I told them, too. I said, man, please, y'all watch that tail. You know what I mean? Because they were trying to figure out how they hooked him. He was so big, they just reached in his eye sockets, like each one of them grabbed him like that, and they just eased him on in there, man, until he started kind of flopping around. But it is the biggest stingray I've ever seen in my life.
There's been some big ones caught in Galveston Bay, especially over around the Texas City Flats in that area. And man, they can.
Lord have mercy. I didn't know they made. I didn't know they made a stingray that big. Like I said, I've seen some manta rays. I've seen them jump up out of the water and like they're flying.
Yeah.
You know, but I've never seen a stingray to that size. Man, oh man, oh man. Let's see what else went on. But, okay, see, I donated the trip. Okay, now we got the tires. We got the rim. Not the rims. Well, we're going to get that done this week. I'll find out. I got to get it done. fishing season's coming up. Phone's starting to ring. You know what I mean. I'm trying to get my trailer. My boat trailer's still in pretty good shape. I'll probably be changing the axles out on them. I got about 6 years, maybe close to 6 years out of the set of axles, so I'm due. You know, to change them out. And it's just constantly something down here working with the salt, and all the moisture and everything stays so gummed up down here. Like, thank goodness they have some good car washes inland, and we can run in there, you know, a couple, three times a week to the car washes to get some of this stuff off of there. But if you don't do that, if you don't stay on top of it, you're in trouble. I mean, you're just everything, your lawnmower, your weed eaters, whatever, if it ain't plastic or fiberglass, it's going to rust, if it's any kind of metal at all. So we're doing that, but it's all good. Look, the bait camps are holding bait. They're big old shrimp. You could probably put a saddle on them and ride them, man. These are some big, huge shrimp. All the bait camps are holding bait. And the boat ramps, I had said something about San Luis Pass the other day that there was some construction. Well, they were doing some asphalting right at the boat ramps, but I went down there yesterday and they finished all that up, so everything's ready to go. Boat ramps are good, bait camps are good, and good in the hood down here. Just going to sit around and see what this weather does this week. Hopefully we can get out there and go catch a few.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number, Glenn.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683, man. Happy fun Sunday to you, Captain.
We're going to do it. You do the same. See you, man.
Yes, sir, buddy.
All right, Glenn. If you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. If you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Freeport Way. Let's check in with Captain Jeff Naylor this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, Captain McGee? How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good, brother. What's up with you?
Oh, man, kind of just shaking. I'm a little tired this morning. We did the went up to Sam Houston Race Park yesterday and did a little Kentucky Derby watch party deal up there. Yep. Watch the Kentucky Derby.
Tell me you put $100,000 on sovereignty.
Yeah. You know, no, I did not. 100%
He's a mud
did
runner.
Not do that.
He did good.
He is. He did. You know, I was looking at some stats, too. You know, I think it's 73 out of the 151 that they've had have been mud and rainy days. Some up to 5 and 6 inches on the same day.
Yeah.
Rainfall. But yeah, I mean, I guess to run the Kentucky Derby good, you better be a mudder because 50% chance you can be running in it. And
that is so true. Man, there's been a lot of wet, nasty ones.
Yeah, definitely. It, you know, shoot, some of the favorites, you know, were towards the back. I mean, it was a mixed bag yesterday.
Yeah, the favorite, he hung in there for a while, but he didn't quite finish.
Yeah, Journalism.
Yeah, it was the one that was favored to win. Yeah, Journalism.
Yeah.
I loved watching horses run, man.
It sure is exciting, too. You know, I didn't realize that the Sam Houston Race Park was they were all very short races. You know, I 250 yards, you know. I thought it was they ran a little longer up there. I haven't been up there in a long time, but yeah, it was really cool. I mean, you know, we got to watch some horse races there and then go to a little watch party in the middle of the ring or the track and it was a really good time, honestly.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah. That wind's blowing. I mean, what do you can't stand here and watch the water and the waves too much, you know?
Yeah,
you
it's just
moving around a little
just
bit.
It's been a blowout all spring.
Terrible, man.
You
just
offshore
terrible.
Guys, man. I'd hate to know that's all I had to make a living with, man.
I'm telling you. And then, kind of looks like right now that, well, for sure, you know, our Amberjack May season isn't going to be here. I haven't heard too much on the snapper season either. They hadn't heard of Pete. Nope. Texas Parks and Wildlife came back and mentioned something about the snapper season, and then that was kind of it. They got real quiet. So, you know, who knows? I don't know. I don't think they announced it till about the week before. So, I mean, it was real tight.
Yeah, it's hard to plan on anything when you don't get much notice.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we'll see. You know, I heard there was kind of a rumor going around here that the Fishing Fiesta may be in trouble this year, or may get canceled.
Really? That's been running forever.
It was good. I think last year was the 75th or 76th.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time for a tournament. You know, that's three generations worth of fishermen, you know, at least. They got to fishing that at some point or another. I tell you what, if that does happen, I'd be very sad to see it. But, you know, it's kind of a trend. There's a lot of tournaments that are really struggling. A lot of folks have got out of it. You know, and I want to blame it on the COVID years a little bit, but I think it's just participation in general has just gone down. You know, and then some tournaments look like they're doing really well. So, I mean, I don't know what the future forecast looks like for tournaments, but man, you know, you can always count on that Fishing Fiesta. That was one, like I said, you know, toward the last 10, 12 years, there's no money in it, but it's just the prestige, just the, you know, something you've been doing your whole life. You just do it. And, I don't know what to say. I hope the inshore tournaments, and I don't follow those nearly as much, obviously, but I hope they're still hanging in there.
Oh, they are. There'll be a bunch of new ones. I mean, it's the money could be better in them, but I mean, what do you do? I mean, it's you know, unless you get just a ton of big time sponsors, you know, to crank that money, you know, the purse up. That's the deal, and I've seen a drop in, you know, the tackle industry as far, you know, across the board, you know, lures, everything, since COVID. And then this last administration with the economy the way it was, and, you know, just the shape of the almighty dollar in this country, you know, extra money, people just didn't have that extra money to spend on recreation.
And sure.
It's been a big fall off. You know, I've noticed it in several fields of the fishing industry, but there's nothing you can do about it. We've been through it before, but it'll come back strong, and everybody will be fat and sassy again.
And happy. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Stuff like that, you know.
It's disappointing, you know, and you know, I think, you did tournaments for many, many years. You know, I don't think people realize how much, you know, personal time, you know, investment of time. Oh, man. You know, it's unreal. And some of the tournaments here that have gone away, Texas Shootout here, Freeport, a Billfish tournament. You know, that tournament director, Jason Gass, he said, man, it's just too much. You know, the participation kind of fell off during those COVID years. And then, you know, for the folks that did, you know, it was just one battle after the next. He said it was just so rough on him. And of course, there's no money in it, right? So, I mean, it's more just a labor of love to a degree. And he said, man, it's just not worth it, you know. And then you get to a point where, you know, especially, you know, your break-even point, I'm sure, you know, how many people did you have to have in your trout tournament, you know, in the Trout Masters or something like that to break even, really, even?
At least 150.
Whoo, man. I mean, you know, He was like in the 28 or 29 people range, you know. Yeah, and it was tough to do that. So
yeah, it was a lot of work leading up to one, because I'd have one every month, you know, at different locations up and down the Gulf Coast. And
sure.
It would, well, all you'd hope for is to get enough entries, you know, to pay for everything, pay all your way staff and all the kids that work for me and everything. And then whatever was left over, that's what I got. Sometimes
yeah.
I didn't get anything, but hey, that's part of running a business like that. You got to pay your bills first, man.
That's it. Yeah, so, I mean, sad news. I hope that it's not true. I hope somebody else picks it up. You know, the Lions Club, there's a lot of organizations here in Brazoria County that have been picking that tournament up and dragging it along as it goes along. But, you know, a lot of those people are retiring out. They're tapping out, you know, and so.
Probably several of them have over the years after 75 years, man. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. A long time, man.
Yeah. And it's crossed hands several times. So, you know, it's, yeah. But, so, I mean, I hope that the rest of the country is not going that way. There was a few tournaments that came up this year that were kind of interesting, though. There's one called the Big Cash Snapper Tournament. So it's a $50 entry fee and it's for a $50,000 purse. So, and I think it's a bigcashsnapper.com. or bcs.com, something like that. So that's an interesting one. There's one that they do for the Freeport to Port O'Connor toy run that should go on this year. And, yeah, I mean, the Star Tournament, as always. And, you know, we'll
– Yeah, the Star's got a lot of good corporate sponsors that back them, and that keeps them going. You know, they've been running,
right.
What, 36 years now? Long time.
Been a long
buddy.
Time. Yes, sure has. And it sounds like they're going to bring the snapper piece of it back this year again.
Yeah, that's snapper, and I forget what won the snapper division last year. Is it like 29 pounds or something? I'll have to look
it
that
up. It was pretty stout. The last couple of years have been pretty stout.
That was at the beginning. That guy held the lead the whole time. Or gal,
yeah.
Whoever won it, you know. That's
right.
That was strong. That was a big one to shoot for.
Speaking of, you know, fish to beat, you know, the kingfish seems to be each year. I mean, of course, everybody knows the kingfish are kind of dwindling a little bit, you know, around here, but the you know, that always seems like one to go for. You know, early on in the summertime, they were catching some really big ones out at the gardens, you know, recently, right toward the end of Wahoo season. There'll be a few lingering out there right around that June period.
Caught one that was 51 something one year with me, and he led the whole way till the very last weekend, Labor Day weekend. Some guy beat him by a pound and a half out of Freeport.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, that was. That was a slap in the face with a cold flounder. let me knock this break out, and I'll be right back at you, man.
All right.
Well, folks. Nothing beats the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store, and they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese. Hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed pepper, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their new chuck wagon patties, half-pound beef patties, seasoned to perfection, loaded with cheddar cheese. And their wild game processing. Check out their new sausage recipe that's available. You got to try it. It's really good. Get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville Meat Market's been serving the greater Houston community for over 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go back to Racehorse Naylor this morning. All right, Jeff, we're back, buddy.
What's going on, Maggie? Yeah. So, you know, speaking of some of the fish to beat, you know, the kingfish always, you know, in my opinion, is one that's out. You know, it used to be for years, you know, folks like Bill Platt and all them, they could go out there and they could just find a big one almost every year. I mean, just, yeah. It was just very tough, you know, and I think it's a little more open to the field, you know, the last few years as far as kingfish goes. You know, and snapper for that matter, really. I mean, yeah, it was a 29-pounder that was caught last year, and that would be very, very difficult to beat. But, you know, the last few years, we've caught some 22s, some 23s. We caught some 25s about 3 years ago. You know, they're all in there, and they can easily be a winning fish. So, you know, for the snapper division at least. You know, the lean's kind of the oddball. You know, we don't have the population of lean like we have in the past. And I'm just referring to last year. Last year was a very slow year for cobia all the way around as far as just the average charter fishing guy goes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were some big fish caught. I mean, you know, when you catch a cobia in the 70s and the 80s, you know, that's going to be tough to beat any year. You know, it doesn't matter how great it was as far as cobia years. But,
you see that one caught in Australia? Not to interrupt you, a listener texted me this, said it was that's a new world record, 175 pounds.
Yeah, I did.
That's
I did
a giant lean, man. I mean, that's
oh my gosh,
that's hard to even fathom.
It sure is. Yeah, I mean, and to be, I mean, any fish 100 pounds is huge.
Well, yeah, you bust 100 pounds in any species, it's big.
Yeah, you bet. I can't even believe it. You know, a few years back, John Thomas, which I've had on the radio show before, super great king fisherman, been doing it for years.
Right.
They ended up winning the Star Tournament in 2023, I believe it was. And he told me they were out on a Port O'Connor fishing tournament. I don't remember what specific one, but they were the last thing he tried to do is find a ling. So they were jumping shrimp boat to shrimp boat, and it ended up, I believe he told me that it was at the Freeport buoys. They just so have, I don't know how he made it from 60 miles offshore and then kind of worked his way back working shrimp boats all the way to the buoys. But anyway, he did, pulled up. As soon as they pulled up, big old monster ling just crawled out of nowhere, got up to the boat. They pitched a bait to him. She She ate it. She swam around the boat about twice, came back to right where she ate, spit it. And then she swam off. A few seconds later, she came back, threw another one. She swam around the boat again, spit it, as soon as right where she ate it. And, you know, and they were just distraught. And finally, she came back a third time, and they finally got it, you know.
Third time's charm. But,
is there a time to charm,
baby? What a stupid fish, man. What an idiot.
That's the second one in a few years. So, you know, a really great captain down here passed away, unfortunately, last year. And he caught the winning tournament fish, or excuse me, star tournament fish about in 2021. He told me the same thing. He said it was a monster. It was like 80-something pounds, I think. Mm-hmm. And he said it swam right up to the boat like it was ready to die. I mean, just kind
of suicide fish, man.
He just grabbed the bait, you know, fought for about 2 seconds, you know, got up next to the boat, went belly up, you know. It was that easy, you know. As you never know, you know, that one, the cobia is always the, you know, a fifth wheel. It's a wild card. You never know. I mean, you could be, and John Thomas, the purpose of that story, John Thomas caught that fish, you know. Traditionally you go out and fish rocks down the bottom, but during shrimp season, you can obviously go and hit shrimp boats and stuff like that. But he ends up finding that fish, you know, 6 miles offshore at a buoy, you know, so. You don't have to be, you know, you can small boat, big boat, it doesn't matter. I mean, they'll swim right up to you if they, if they're interested enough, you know. But, you know, kingfish have always been that real, real tough one. You know, there is a lot of skill and knowledge-based fishing type strategy you have to do for those. But ling kind of just come out of nowhere. And snapper, for that matter, you know, those 25 pounders that I was just referring to, we caught those in state waters inside of 9 miles. So, you just never know. It's always worth giving it a shot. And like I said, sounds like tournaments offshore, anyways, are having a little tough time. So, this year, if you're thinking you want to do a tournament, just go out there and do it. Just don't even think about it. Just do it. So, wow. Man, here we go. I mean, we got, when's the star tournament start this year? A couple weeks?
Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
Runs all
right
summer
on up
through Labor Day.
Right on up.
I can't believe I can't find last year's leaderboard.
I was actually looking up.
I'm trying to look it up. And they're showing the 2023.
Yeah. It, you know, Dorado, and it's, that's another one that's been really tough. I mean, we have just not had good Dorado years the last few years. You know, we've had a little influx of numbers from here and there, but not the real big ones. And it's very rare, you know, even offshore, you tend to have some traveler type Dorados that come through during the summertime. You'll just get randomly, and we haven't even got those, which is you know, I don't know, we'll see. You know, they're looking potentially to implement some new rules on some Dorado and some other species as well. But so I mean, you know, here's the thing about that star tournament. You know, like I said, it used to be really tough as just a you know, recreational type of angler to go out there and win that thing. But really, and it's my opinion that the it's a lot open of a field now. You know, it's I think anybody just lucky the next guy. You know,
so true.
We fished last year. We did, you know, with John Thomas, we fished a lot of, we did a fishing fiesta. Just went out just pre-fishing for some of the tournaments that he was going to do. And, you know, it you know, we went to areas and places that should have been traditionally fire red hot at that particular time and just dead. I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the typical stuff that you would do on tournament day for kingfish during summertime, just it, the, you know, they don't play out. It's not a,
I know.
It's getting tough, you know. It's crazy.
Well, that used to be the, I mean, you could hit any shrimp boat. I mean, do everywhere you stop, kingfish, you know, they were just everywhere.
Yeah. And it just gone way down, way down. So we haven't, yeah, I didn't see the juveniles either this year that kind of happened in the springtime as much. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I don't know. I mean, it, you know, 2022, we fished the garden several times during the wintertime, and it was loaded with big female kingfish. Mm. And that same year during the summertime, you know, same thing. Very little kingfish, very little kingfish. And then about mid-year to late year, you know, they started showing up. And they'd come in for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, hot and heavy. You'd think, oh, man, here we go, back on.
Right.
And then, and they disappear as fast as they came, you know. And it was just real weird. So this year I didn't see as many big female kingfish caught on the gardens. There was a few. And right towards the end they were catching a few, you know, a few more numbers.
Right.
So, you know, who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll find out
when
soon enough.
When you fish for king, do you have just specific rods you use for that? Like, you know, casting ice minnows and stuff, or ice fish and stuff like that? Or you just, how does that work out?
You know,
I know y'all got to keep it to a minimum. I mean, all the different size class rod and reels you got to carry on a trip, man, for all these species, that's just mind-boggling. You need a boat to pull behind you. Just hold all the gear, man.
I'm telling you.
Unless you're a bass fisherman. If you've seen some of these bass boats, they'll have 12, 14 rods laying on the front deck.
Yeah. That sounds like a big old nest of line, you know, on my boat. They'd get all crossed up. But the, you know, the fishing fiesta was the hardest one because, you know, there's, like you just alluded to, there's so many species, bonita,
right,
and, you know, all the little small stuff that you can win money on. So you take everything you got. But, you know, typically kingfish, it's, you know, it's a little bit easier. Yeah, you know, if I'm going to go out tournament fishing, I've got, you know, exactly what you just said. I mean, I want real light drag. I want, you know, John Thomas told me something that it stuck with me for a long time. And he said that, you know, when they first started doing the Kingfish series tournaments and stuff, you know, they'd go out there and they would fight hard to get to the place. They would have several boats around and they'd catch a fish and then that fish would be a big one, strip everything they got and break them off. And you know, they found that, you know, there would be a little kink in the line or like this and that. He goes through, he re-spools every single rod and reel that he takes on every tournament day fishing trip. And
right,
he did that because he said, you know what? He learned early on that tackle was not going to be the reason why he lost the tournament fish.
Right.
You know, and it took a long time to sink in, but it actually is true, right? You're going out there, you're doing one thing. So as far as what you're taking with your rods, it's very, very specific. You know, I have my tournament rods and then I have my, you know, charter fishing rods and they're totally separate. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but the, you know, that tournament one is never been touched. I don't want it to be, I don't want an alteration in the drag set or any of that. You know, it's got to be exactly how he put it. So, yeah, I mean, it is it's a different setup. You know, if I was going to go king fishing for tournament, me personally, You know, I love live bait. Most people do, you know, dragging the hardtails around with the two hook wire leaders,
right?
You know, a J hook in the front for his nose and a treble hook in his back. And, you know, if I'm going to go fishing with the charter, you know, I generally do a lot of chumming and drift fishing. And when I do that, honestly, I like to use circle hooks. I do circle hooks with just one single circle hook with the, you know, wire leader.
Right.
And we drift a lot. So two separate setups for sure.
Yeah, we used to use a lot of like 7 to 7.5 foot medium heavy popping rods with a 7,000 Garcia on them, Ambassador. And you can throw
that's a good setup. You can throw
bait a long ways if you need to, and but we mainly use them, you know, like for drifting, like you're talking about, and hang on, baby. I think that biggest king we caught that one year when that guy led for the whole thing. I think it was that fish was caught on a cutlass fish, a ribbon fish.
Oh wow!
I mean, you could drop down ice fish and everything else, you know, cast them and you'd catch 20, 25 pounders. And then you put a ribbon fish on and everything went 35 pounds and up. They were just those big fish. One of the biggest ribbon fish you could throw at them, you know, drift out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's hard to beat some king fishing. It really is. I mean,
they're fun. They're a lot of fun. We didn't ever keep a lot of them. We just, you know, release them. Man, there was days you could go out in one shrimp boat, you'd catch 50, 60, 80 kings off of it. Just pull up, start your drift, back off of it, and catch them for a half a mile out from it. And you'd pull back up to that boat, they'd follow you back and start all over again. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely stupid. Like catching trout. It was fun.
Yeah.
Or
you
like
know,
we
I
used
mean,
to
I...
catch trout, yeah.
Yeah. I'm very curious what, you know, how that, you know, what's changed, you know. I mean, obviously the kingfish population is tough, but the, you know, the shrimpers, you're just not seeing as many shrimpers, too. In your
well, that's true. I mean, they used to be everywhere. Just pick one out. But there was one shrimp boat that summer from, I think it was Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It was called Snafu. He had a school of giant kings that lived on that boat all summer long. If you could find Snafu, you were going to catch some big ones, man. Isn't that crazy how they'll get on a boat and stay with it?
It is. It sure is. It is. You know, I don't. Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah. You know, the weird thing, too, you know, speaking of shrimp boat, just random thought, but, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, man, they have not wanted to trade shrimp at all. Zero. I mean, they almost – I had a shrimp boat last year. They finally traded me, but you know what they wanted? They wanted Topo Chico water. And I carry a case of beer on me always. You know, it
just
stays
for that.
In my –
Yeah,
in my,
usually
for
they'll,
that,
throw, you know they'll fill your boat up with shrimp for a case of beer, man.
You bet. And they won't touch it, you know. Huh. They just did not want it. Last couple of years, man, nobody has wanted beer at all, you know. And I don't know if it's, you know, the owners are kind of caught up and said, that's it, you know, or whatever. But they, like I said, the boat wanted Topo Chico water. You know, I was thinking, wow, man, I mean, that's where are we going with this? This is crazy, you know, you guys. So, yeah, I ended up throwing that case of beer out because, of course, sits in the bottom of a boat so long that, you know, the late, it's just silver beers after a while. They roll around the bottom, you know.
Right. Got and, plenty beat up. Well, don't take bottles because it'll blow the lids off of them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, generally what I I used to, you know, whatever was left from the customers, you know, that day, I'd put in a little soft cooler or something like that, put it in a bag, and I would store them, you know, all year long. And then, you know, it started getting bad about 3 or 4 years ago, and I'd end up with a bunch of beers and stuff left over, and the shrimpers wouldn't want it, or, you know, I wouldn't even see some for the longest time. And so I kind of quit doing that, and I started just buying just a single case and leaving up underneath there, and –
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it stayed in its hole for, you know, pretty much the whole season. It's been real funky weird, so.
Times have changed, man. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you weighing in this morning. If somebody wants to give you a call about any fishing information or fishing period or what have you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Yeah, shoot us anytime, 979-417-1013, or go to our website, stsladventure.com. And, yeah, you know, if you want some fuel, call me, and I'll hook you up with Casey. Casey should be back next week, he says. So.
All right, well, good deal. I'll look forward to it.
All right,
get
appreciate
his lazy
it, man.
Butt out of bed, man. All right, man. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend. What's left of it?
All right, bud.
Later, brother. All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's coming up right around the corner, starting Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer through Labor Day, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. You can take advantage of up to $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish will be released before the tournament in inshore waters. Gives a great opportunity for everybody to win a truck and a boat package. You can also fish for gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.